Hello, everybody. This is the Shir for Sunday, the 25th of July, Tes Zayin Menachem Av. And I hope you're keeping really, really well, wherever you may be. And I hope you're enjoying your break, and I hope you're having good weather, and you're enjoying yourselves tremendously. Tonight, we're going to be learning Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy, a little bit more on Hilchos Shofar. We're up to Siman, Tov, Kuf, Pei. Vav, Sif Ches, three lines from the bottom of page 118. We discussed previously the halachas of a damaged shofar. There's a little bit more about this now. Nistak le'orkoi. What happens if the shofar was split? Could easily happen if it falls. So, nistak le'orkoi, if the shofar is split posel, the shofar is posel. Yesh oimrim, some say afilu pechol shu posel, could even be that it's a tiny split, nevertheless, some say that it's going to be possible. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Tes explains, why is it that a shofar which is split even a minute amount is possible? Sifkot Lamed Tes, lefi, because shemach mas haruach, because of the strength of the blow and the power of the winter, the blow that goes through the shofar, v'chozek atzkiah, hasedek hoylech, the split increases, umosif increases, add until she saw the kula, until it splits all, further and completely. The kula oimedli sadek, and everything which is about to split, kesod dukdom, is considered to be really split. So we're looking at it from the point of view of what's going to happen. It's not likely to remain, but it's certainly not going to heal by itself. All that can happen is that it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So inevitably, by the blow of the shofar, even a tiny split is going to grow into a more substantial split, and therefore it's already now considered as a possible shofar. So, Elim Kain, unless Hitkoi Habe Bechut Ebe Mashiach, but then there is a way out, is that if you tying it with a chut, with a string, or b'mashich, with a, you tying it tightly, that would make it acceptable, because we don't assume that it's going to grow further. I can't exactly picture myself this eitzah, because surely if it blows, it's with a string, it's not gonna. It may slow down the split. It may slow down the process, but surely it's not. At one point, it will. The split will increase. No, that Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be of the opinion that would help. The Mishnah Berurah says that what really counts in Sifkot Amalef is that the split shouldn't have damaged these and changed and altered the sound of the tkiya. If it didn't affect the sound of the tkiya, and you've tightened it through means of a string, then it's acceptable. V'yesh oimrim, some say dafke beruboy, some say that it makes a difference as to whether the majority of the shofar was split or only a less than a majority, a minority. V'im dipke kosher, if you glued it, that would be fine as well. V'afilu im dipke bedevek, even if you glued it with the glue, that's fine as well. Shulchan Aruch says devik glue. Is that minoy or eno minoy? What is that? Because we've spoken in last year, when it comes to a hole, we distinguish between a minoy and eno minoy. And we said that if you're filling a shofar with eno minoy, that's a problem. So what does it mean over here? Filo im dipkoy bedevik, you can use glue. So the answer is, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Membav says, no, it's fine over here. If ein zeniko shelo b'minoy, you can use glue for the split shofar, and it's not a problem. Why that? So shani nizdak minekev. There's a difference between a hole and a split. Taina devik nikel ben advekim, because the glue over here is not going to be recognizable at all between the split. So when you're making it, when you have a hole and you're gluing it and you're filling the hole, then it has to be beminoi, has to be shofar's own material. But if you are gluing together a split shofar, that doesn't have to be beminoi. However, the Mishnah does point out, if it's a very, very large split, and you're going to see the glue sticking out, that would be considered a problem. Sure, you're going to be machmir. That would be considered a problem, like in the scenario of the nikev. So the point is it recognizable? Yes or no? whether it's the Nikev scenario or the Sedek scenario. And the Shulchan continues with a stringent opinion and said, no. Whatever you do, it's a problem. Whatever you do is a problem, as long as you didn't glue it with its own, you didn't heat it up and melt it with its own type. And that really can be done. It can be melted, and the sedek, the split, can be fixed and glued together through heat. So, k'shidipko be'atzmo, shechimo be'ur, ad she'nifshal tili, melt, v'chibeir, k'tzoisav, and you joined the edges, the sides, zeim zeh, one side with the other side. So this opinion holds. No, glue is a problem, even if it's a small split and it's not recognizable to glue it together. Nevertheless, the only way to allow a split shofar to be kosher is by melting both sides together. And if it's completely split, even on one side, possible, it's going to be possible. In other words, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Sefkot Memches, this apostle, this su ain't shem shofar of, that's not considered a shofar anymore, given shenis the kula, since it's completely split. So you've got a shofar that broke through and it was completely split, more than the half, like all the way, that would be considered a such a significant severe split that it's not considered a shofar anymore. And that's possible. Even if you glued it together, and you glued the edges together, it's still going to be possible. So Abu said this is also another reason why one should be very careful with a shofar where you're purchasing it, because it could be glued together in a way that you don't even notice that it was one split. And if it was a very severe split all the way across, right through the shofar, then that would be considered a psul, and even if it's glued together, the shofar remains psul. Siv tes nistak lirochvoy. This is a scenario of a shofar which was split in a circumference, meaning that it's got it's split in from that area. Pemiuto kosher, if it's only a little bit, it's kosher. Berubo ipostle, if the majority is split, it's going to be possible. Elim ken unless. Nisha mea sedek letzad piv shiatkia, unless there is sufficient, the shiatkia, which is still by his mouth, which is still present. Dainu abo gudolim, which is a certain size. The size is still there of four gudolim, which is four thumbs, it's going to be kosher. Vishinishtai boy kol kach kosher, if there's that much left, but a circumference, then it's going to be kosher. Even if it disturbs the sound of the shofar. Some allow it. Some say that if you've got that shear of Abu Gdolim, even if it's not right by the mouth, if you've got that shear, then it's kosher. And the Mishnah explains that Abu Gdolim, the four thumbs shear, is identical to one tefach. Okay, and finally, see if you dibek b'shivre shofar zeim zeh, that if one glued parts, pieces of broken shofar zeim zeh, one with the other, so there are split pieces of the shofar which got parts of the shofar which got glued together. V'asam shofar, made a shofar out of this. Possible, it's going to be, it's possible. Afilim yesh b'shevak, even if the piece Shekineged piv, which is touching his mouth, shir shofar is called a shir shofar. So if there's one piece of shofar which is it's called a shir shofar, if that piece is by your mouth, nevertheless, the fact that you glued many shofars together, that invalidates it. Mishnah Berurah explains. That the reason for that is Shofar echot omar achmona, v'loshtei shofar, is the shofar must be made out of one piece, one shofar, and not many pieces glued together. Okay, so that's it for today.